If the summit goes ahead, it'll be the first between the three countries in 4 years. There began annual talks in 2008, but that all stopped in 2019 due to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, the geopolitical environment has changed. America and Japan's revised security strategies now view China as the main security rival in the Indo-Pacific, and ties between Seoul and Tokyo have gone from hostile to extremely friendly under the administration of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. This, combined with the recent intimate sit-down between the US, South Korea and Japan at Camp David, has spurred China to resume the talks. There is high interest from its neighbors, too, to heighten cooperation in the region. They hope to hold the meeting by the end of the year. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.